Johnny Hotu is with us today. Johnny is Whangati Raukawa and Whangapui and Whangati Manipoto. He is at or heading to Otago University. He came out of Te Kura Māori o Porirua and is going to study for a Bachelor in Science, majoring in autonomy, and with an end goal to study dentistry, which is neat because I might need some fillings down the track there, bro. Tony's with us today too, because remember those scholarships that 660 have set up at the varsity? You can stay in the house. I think it's at 660 Castle Street, and a bit of putia to learn about music. He is a musical guy, and he's with us today. Tēnā hotu. Tēnā koe, Tony.
Tēnā koe.
Good to talk to you. Gee, you've got a nice voice. You should be a radio announcer. How you doing, mate?
Are you? Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Are you already at varsity, Tony, or are you heading to?
I'm already at uni, but so this was my second year, and I've finished all my mahi for the year, but I'm still in Dunedin, just waiting to go home now.
Good on you. You had a good year down there?
Yeah, it was good.
It's a neat place. It's a wonderful place. Did you party in Castle Street or burn any sofas there?
I mean, because this year I lived on Castle Street in a uni flat. I was on 620A Castle Street. So next year I'll be in Castle Street or 660 Castle Street again. But yeah, to answer the question, I was forced to go on, or just walking down my street. There's always parties like across the street or something. But yeah, I haven't seen a couch burn yet.
Fair enough. I'm being a bit facetious too. I don't want to detract from the reality of this opportunity for you, and certainly want to wish you well with your mahi. It's not a real common focus for our Māori people majoring in anatomy and hoping to go to the dentistry school, which is a world-renowned dentistry school there. But what's helped to steer you in this direction? What sort of helped your interest in anatomy and dentistry, Johnny?
Going through kura from year 11 or level 1 NCEA to level 3, I took up all the sciences and mathematics, and I really just really enjoyed all of that stuff. So I ended up taking up the Tūkahika scholarship for the foundation year for health sciences in 2019, and that went quite well. So I ended up doing health sciences the next year, and then came into this degree of the Bachelor of Sciences and majoring in anatomy. It's quite interesting just learning about all the body systems and how we ourselves just live naturally and stuff.
You're ill, because I guess there wouldn't be too many people who could kōrero I te reo Māori about the intricacies of our anatomy and maybe even dentistry. But you have this taonga that you can utilise. Have there been others who have been able to share a commonality in anatomy and dentistry, but I roto I te reo Māori with you, Johnny?
I do have one of my other Tūkahika mates. He's in dentistry, and he ahe ana ia te kōrero te reo Māori. So I often see him around, and we sometimes talk about our mahi. I'm not too sure. There are like Māori students and other Pacific Island students and international students in anatomy as well. But not too many Māori speakers. But yeah.
Well, there's a great need, because we've got this generation of kura kids. Many of them are now parents of young kids as well, maybe even becoming grandparents. whose first tongue is Te Reo Māori, and I'm sure that they, down the track, would like to take their tamariki to a dentist who can also, you know, allay their anxieties that we all feel when we hit the dentist's chair by using our beautiful reel. All the best with that side of your study. You are, what, a guitar guy, or do you play the piano? What's your favourite musical instrument, Te Hoa?
So I play both the piano and the guitar. I think I enjoy playing them both equally, but I think so I play the guitar a lot at all our kapaka practices when I was in school. And at uni, we have a Māori Students Association called Te Rōpū Māori, and we have kapaka. We're getting ready to go to kaupapa up in Auckland called Te Hinga Tauhira. I was playing the guitar for that, but that ended up getting cancelled because of COVID. other than that, we also had like other little kaupapa just around the uni that we could perform at, so I'd take up the chance to play the guitar there. With the piano, I used to take lessons as a kid, but I stopped and then realized how rusty I'd become, so I ended up just teaching myself, and now I really like piano again.
We've all been really pleased to see 660's success, and as they've continued through their career, which has got a few years about it now, interweaving more Taha Māori into the way that they roll, even into their songwriting. They're neat guys, and isn't it great that you've been able to pick up one of these inaugural 660 scholarships? Remember, Homa, that they purchased 660, the house, and then they offer four people an opportunity to live in a room there rent-free, plus some studio time and some mentoring from the band through that year. And Tony is one of the recipients. Have they named the other three, bro?
Yep. They had a media release of all the recipients on Monday.
Kapo, do you know them? Do you know those other three?
Yep, their names are TJ, Emily and Samuel.
Kapai, I wonder, you might have to get a band together, 660 times two. Hey, listen, all the very best, and good luck with your studies. Good luck with the opportunity to live in what's now a pretty famous whare. But, you know, for a guy who spent the last year on Castle Street as well, it's just really a move across the road and into the house down the road. Good luck with the mahi, and you're heading home soon, eh, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
Back to Porirua?
All right.
All the best to you. Let's catch up through the year and enjoy the opportunity to stay in the whare and also to hone your musical skills and indeed your study skills as well. All the best. Good having you join us on Irirangi Wātea. Mariori kia koe.
Mariori.
And get a radio gig down at the student radio down there at Otago University.